98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Catch it in from the corner.
Wolf and Luke.
Briggs, the boom, and catching bodies on his way to the rack.
Suns, game day with K-Ray.
I'm ready for whatever. I'm ready for whatever.
Kevin Ray joining us now as the Suns get set to take on the Golden State Warriors again tonight, going for consecutive win in a row, number 19. They got 18 last night, K-Ray, against the Pistons, a game the Suns jumped out early. Even without Devin Booker, the Pistons made a run, but the Suns do set the franchise record. So now that it is the franchise record, and that's sort of a significant number, what has stood out to you about especially these last couple games?
Well, you know, I think, you know, we've talked so much about the depth and the quality of depth. And it's easy to kind of use that as cliche. You know, a lot of teams like to feel like they have depth, but how, you know, what's the level of quality of that depth? And I think that going back to the game, you know, Tuesday night against the Warriors when Booker went down and basically played barely, you know, a quarter, not even a quarter and a half, really. And then to see the guys step up, you know, the Cam Johnsons, the Campaign, the JaVale McGee's. And then to follow that up now in a game that, look, you're facing a Pistons team that came in, had four wins, and it would have been real easy for a lot of teams to start focusing on the Warriors and think, okay, we can just roll the ball out and go. And I think it's just a testament to, you know, the way this team approaches each and every game, the coaching and leadership of Monty, and certainly, you know, starting at the top with Chris Paul, just reminding these guys that, you know, you're facing an NBA opponent tonight, and if you don't respect them, they will take care of you. And but to see the guys getting extended playing time, the Landry Shamet's getting the start last night and respond, that to me is, you know, is very promising.
You know, okay, this might be my favorite win of the season. Now, granted, you know, I understand that if you haven't won 17 games in a row, beating Detroit is not actually going to be one of the marquee wins of the season. But having said that, knowing that you had won 17 in a row, including beating the Warriors on Tuesday night, and knowing that you had the Warriors again tonight on Friday night, and in between that, you have the worst team in the association. If ever there was a trap game, this was it, and yet that was not the case. They went out and took care of business once again, Kay. I don't know if you can speak enough about the chemistry and the culture of this team, because to me, that's what won the game last night.
Yeah, and look, you know, Chris has said it a couple of times, and I had the good fortune to talk to him last week a little bit, but, you know, talking about those previous teams that he was on, the Clippers and the Rockets, you know, were 17-game win streaks that he was a part of. But the thing that he said to me then, and he has said a couple times since then, is just the tightness, the bond that this group of players has and feels for one another, and just the joy that they get in playing with and for one another. And I think you're absolutely right. You know, to play in a game like that, that's the kind of connection that you've got to have, and that's why this team has been able to rip off 18 straight now.
Yeah.
Talking to Kevin Ray, K-Ray, obviously the streak's going to have to end at some point, I assume. I don't think they're running, would it be like 78 in a row off? I don't think they're going to be able to pull that. But if they can go into Golden State tonight and do this without Devin Booker, second half of a back-to-back, you know, Golden State's kind of just been waiting for the rematch here since Tuesday. You figure Steph's not going to shoot 4 of 21. If the Suns can go in there and pull this off tonight, what does that say? I know it's a regular season game, but that one would be a little bit different for me.
Yeah, agreed. Because look, this place, Chase Center, just like their old building, you know, it is a tough place to play. The crowd gets raucous here. It's not quite as loud as the old building used to be, but they get ramped up here. And you know, because the Suns, you know, cooled off the Warriors and cooled off Steph, these fans are going to be, you know, amped up from long before the tip off tonight. And so I'm really anxious to see how our guys kind of absorb that early energy from both the Warriors and then their fans. But I go back to, you know, just how much the finals experience has served them for situations like this. But, you know, I guess to kind of complete the thought on your feeling if they can win, I agree. To me, it just makes an even bolder statement of really who this team is and what they're all about. And to do it without a Devin Booker would really, really resonate throughout the league.
Yeah, you know what, Kay? It would be nice to get the starters some rest. It would have been nice, I should have said. If, in fact, you could have done that last night, that was not the case. But especially in Mikal Bridges, oh, my goodness. He's played so much in the last four games, 41 minutes again last night. And you know what's going to happen tonight here. Your expectation, what do you expect to see from Mikal?
Well, I expect to see the same thing, you know, and I know we tend to get caught up in all the minutes and everything. But, you know, we also have to remind ourselves, these are still young men, young men who are in supremely athletic condition. And, you know, Mikal, I think, has proven, you know, knock on wood, that this kid is as durable as they come, has never missed a game in his NBA career. And he just tends to thrive in these kind of situations. And, you know, I think knowing that they've got, you know, a couple days off before being back home then on Monday, certainly it goes a long way. But these guys, and Mikal in particular, are really feeding off of the defensive level that they have raised their game, and maybe more importantly, the level of awareness that it has sent throughout the league based on what he and the team did to Curry and the Warriors the other night.
So what you're saying is he's not fat and 59. That's what you're saying.
he's a couple of years away, brother.
Kevin Ray, Bally Sports, great stuff as always, man. Always enjoy talking
Thanks,
to you.
Thanks, Kay.
All right, fellas, have a great weekend.